This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode, episode 35, First Blood Part 2, Stallone's other hit. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and my co-host is...
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that like button, hit those notification bells so every time videos drop, you guys will be notified. So, Nate, this is it. This is where we do our reviews and we do our, our Rotten Tomato scores, our box office hits.
That's right.
So I'm ready for this, but how long has it been since you've seen Rambo, First Blood Part 2?
So I've only ever seen First Blood Part 2 once. Okay. And the first time I watched it was like 2019. It was actually the first time I had seen it. I didn't grow up watching this movie or anything like that. I never really got into the first Rambo movie that I ever saw was the fourth one called Rambo, which we're going to review later. That was the first one I ever saw. I saw it at the theater. I then went back and watched the other ones, you know, over time. So yeah, this is only my second time watching this. So I'm looking forward to discussing it.
Yeah, it's funny because this one I grew up with. Like, I never seen first. I seen part two first and then one. For some reason, they played a lot part two in the 80s for some reason. And then I went back and watched one.
I'll be honest. Yeah. Without reviewing the movie, part two seems the most TV friendly, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, it seemed like the one that would come on TV a lot more than part one, because part one's a lot more dramatic than this one.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, from what I remember, I was little at the time. So, yeah, I guess. Right. But let's get right into the domestic box office. But before we do that, let's give you our ranking, our categories, the way we review these movies. They are lead character, main villain, action scenes, storyline, overall total points. And that's how we review these movies that we based off our reviews on. So if you guys seen First Blood Part 2, please leave a comment down below. Let us know what you think of the Rambo Part 2. All right, so let's get right into it with box office predictions. Nate.
All right, now, I, for the first time ever, guessed a movie exactly right. Last video, if you remember, we reviewed Black Panther, and I got the box office spot on the dollar. Yeah. So no pressure. First Rambo, how much did that one make? 40-something million, I remember. Wasn't it domestic?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if I do my John Wick strategy and double it, that seems logical. But I'm going to go a little higher. I think this one made 105 million dollars.
All right. So there you have it. All right, here we go. First Blood Part 2 from 1982, box office numbers, domestic. This came in at $150 million.
Yep.
Whoa! $415,432.
Nice.
Yeah, you were way off on this one. First time.
I was off by $45 million. This is the most I've ever been off so far.
You were way off.
Well, I didn't think it was that big of a hit, but hey, good for it.
No, it was. International, nothing. So I don't think it came out. But worldwide is the same as the domestic, $150,415,432 on a budget of $44 million.
Sheesh. All right. So triple the budget.
Yeah.
Big time box office success for this movie. And made a lot of money. Now, critically, how did it do? Now, this is where we're going to tell you what Rotten Tomatoes says. So we give you both the critic score and the audience score because we think both are important, right? What did the critics say? And then what did the normal people say? Alex, what do you think for the Rotten Tomato scores for First Blood Part 2?
All right, so I'm going to think... All right, so I'm going to give
the first one had a double 85. Remember?
It did.
85 and 85.
So I'm going to lower it a little bit. So I'm going to say like 73.
Okay.
Critic. Audience, 79.
79 and 73. Okay, so we're both... very way off with this movie First Blood Part 2 critically has a 35%.
What?
A 35% and an audience score of 60%.
Oh,
yeah, there it is.
I was closer with the audience than the...
You're closer critics. With the audience, but the critics said, heck no, we don't like this. So, you know, it doesn't really matter what they say because we're about to review it anyway.
Yeah, pretty much.
Really, that's what you're here for, so...
Yeah, screw those Rotten Tomatoes. I throw them in the garbage. All right, so let's get right into lead character Nate, John Rambo.
All right. Now, if you watched last week, you saw I gave Sylvester Stallone as John Rambo in First Blood a 5 out of 5. I thought it was great. I popped this movie in. I remember not really being crazy about it, but I said, clean slate. Gonna give it a fair shot. So I popped this bad boy in, and let me tell you something. I don't know what happened between First Blood and First Blood Part 2.
Yeah.
But my man Stallone was not feeling him in this movie. He wasn't feeling himself in this movie. He, honestly, all the way up until that lightning scene that you were talking about before, where he's like yelling on a thing, this man is in a coma the whole first 45 minutes. Outside of, you know, physically like looking strong, his performance is, I didn't like it. He was very bland in this movie. It doesn't even seem like the same character. Rambo in the first movie, John Rambo, is a quiet, he's a quiet character, right? But there's this certain kind of intensity to him. And when he does talk, you feel it. I didn't feel it in this movie until like the third act, pretty much.
Mm.
So I wasn't crazy about it. And you know what else is weird? It felt like they took that character from that first movie and put him in a totally different movie, like a different series. It didn't feel like the first movie. And some people might like that for it. I don't. I gave him a 3. I didn't really like him in this movie. He didn't have any of, he didn't have that same gravitas that he had in the first movie for me. So I wasn't really crazy about his performance. And I thought the character was kind of just, even look at the first scene when he's in the jail and the guy's talking to him. He's like, yeah, I'm here. He's like, I'm going to get you out. He said, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
And if you think I'm lying, go watch the first scene of First Blood Part 2 and then tell me, come back and tell me I'm a liar. I'm not. I promise you. That's exactly how he delivered his lines. Hey, thank you. Okay. It's like that. Like, what is this man doing? Anyway, 3.
Yeah, look, when it comes to the lead character, I do agree with you. He's not perfect. At all. Even you're right. Even in the beginning, it's like it's a weird transition. But it could be that he was pissed off at the colonel for leaving his ass in jail. Like, maybe. I think that's what it was. But you're right. His he was very weird in that one. He was very weird.
Yeah. What is he doing?
I don't understand. And then like he does this thing when he's running in the jungle. He's like, and I'm like, what is this guy doing?
But and weird.
Yeah, he was very weird in this one. I gave him a 4 because this dude is jacked in this run. I don't know. I think it's the muscles why I gave him an extra point. Because I would have gave him a 3.
You gave him an extra point for his muscles.
For his muscles.
If I did that, then I'd agree with, I'd give him a 4.
Yeah, I think I gave it
phenomenal.
To him for his physique, because his physique was like crazy in this movie. From the first one, it was
always showing his butt in these movies too. Both movies.
Yeah.
It full was, that Stallone was weird. Cheeks both yeah. times. I'm like, what is going on here?
Yeah, his with Scully. No, but yeah, with that said, look, I think because of his muscles and his nipples got muscles on top of that, I'm going to give him an extra point on that. Yeah. So I gave him a 4 for lead character. But again, acting wise, I thought he was way better in First Blood. In terms of acting, I think this one was just toned down a bit.
But it's not even close.
Yeah, let's get right into some main villain.
Oh, okay, you go.
Oh, it is. My dude was the Russian guy that he like tortures him. Like the one is like,
okay.
Oh, yeah, because it can't be Murdoch. I don't think it was
Murdoch.
You scored Murdoch? Okay.
I can change it.
Well, I mean, it could be because he's the one that did put him in that situation. So I see it's hard because there's two villains in this movie. Technically, Murdoch is the villain, but you know what? Yes. We'll score both. Let's just do that.
Yeah,
we'll score both.
Okay,
and then we'll use Murdoch as the main, but we'll just throw the other guy in there.
Yeah. Okay,
so the Russian dude, the one that goes Raven, he's reading it. He was way over the top. That dude was over the top villain, man. Like, even when he looks at the camera, he does this thing. Like, I don't, it always creeps me out to this day as an adult when he's talking to him, right? And he's like, this, he's like, oh, you're right? He's like, man, over the top. And then it gets better because then when the camera is on Rambo, it comes back and he does the, right?
What is happening?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
He's like a Bond villain.
Yeah, he was. And I'm telling you, I kept laughing. My wife was wrong with you. I'm like, this dude's facial expressions is like golden in this movie right here. But he was just like, let me know where it is, Rambo. And I'm like, okay. Well, for the over the topness, I'm gonna give him a 3. He was okay. Not as good. I mean, yeah, he does fly the helicopter and he does all that stuff. But he's not a villain. Yeah. Villain. He was just one of those over the top 80 villains. Murdoch, that dude. I liked him. He was a douche just like the dude in the first one. Like, he had a secret agenda that did not tell my man, Colonel Kaufman. I think, right? Kaufman? I think I'm saying, I could be wrong. I could be saying it all.
No.
Troutman.
Rambo,
yes. Yeah. Thank you so much to our Patreons that are watching us live while we record.
Our secret viewers.
But yeah, in terms of Troutman, like, he had a secret agenda from him. And he basically used him to get Rambo to do, like, his stuff. But what he didn't know was that Rambo was going to go back and take those dudes. So, with that said, I'm going to give him a 4. Because, honestly, his facial expressions, my man was scared when Rambo came in. That dude started running for his life. And I was like, you know what? That is fear at its best when you can capture it. So, I give him a 4 for his acting. And he's a good actor, too. Yeah.
Okay. Generous Al's back. Full effect. Because I didn't like neither of these guys.
I know.
They're both corny. Listen, this is two Rambo movies in a row where the big villain is just an angry old white guy. He's just an authority figure who is, like, annoying. That's all he is. He's like, we're going to send him on this mission. Abort. No, leave him out there. Yeah. Don't do that. In the first movie, it's a cop. Hey, get out of here. You're a vagrant. We're arresting you. Like, I liked Brian Dennehy better. I do agree with you that this guy acted well because he played the part perfectly. I think you're supposed to really hate him, and I did, but I thought he was pretty weak overall because, like you said, like, he's just a scaredy cat. When it came down to it, coward. At least the cop in the first movie,
he was still mobilized.
He was, but he mobilized. He kind of was pursuing Rambo, right? Yeah. This guy was just trying to, like, avoid him. He's like, I don't want him anywhere near me. He's going to kill me. If he sees me, I'm dead. And so I didn't like him. And then the Russian guy, like, you said it all. This man was straight up from a cartoon. He was from some sort of cartoon.
He was, like, from Archer.
Out.
You ever seen Archer?
Yeah.
That he's an Archer character. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I didn't like either one. I think the villain game in this particular movie is pretty weak. I'm going to give him a 2.
Okay. For both?
Yeah, both. Either one. Both get a 2. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. And, you know, you're so something that you said right now, like, I totally agree with you. The Rambo villains in the first two are not strong, and they're the same type of villains. Just one
angry
is a hero.
White guy.
Yeah, and one is like a really scaredy cat.
They both have authority, and they're both cowards.
Yeah. All right, so action scenes. Neat.
Action scenes. All right. Now, this is directed by George Cosmatos. I don't know how to say his name, whatever. Yeah. This guy directed a few 80s movies. He directed some we already reviewed. I know he did Tombstone in the 90s. Oh. I believe he did. Didn't he do Cobra as well? I think he directed Cobra as well. Mm-hmm. So listen, his action scenes are pretty well done. I won't lie. He did shoot them well in Cobra. They're pretty good here. But there's one thing that bugged me early on in this movie. I really didn't like it. And I just have to talk about it. It was the scene where Rambo jumps out of the plane at the beginning and he's, like, stuck to the plane, right? First of all, logistically, I couldn't figure it out. I rewound it. I was like, wait a second. Like, it just seemed implausible and easy to fix, but whatever. But during that scene, there's these crazy shots that are, like, inserted of, like, the plane flying all fast, like, over the trees. And, like, when they cut away, it's just, like, gliding over the sky. But then when it goes to the other view, it's going like this. It's like, what is this? I didn't like that. So I didn't like that. And then there's, like, a lull. There's, like, a good amount of time where there's, like, not really action. It's like Rambo running around with this chick and they're going through the woods. And then there's a little bit of action and then it stops and there's a little bit more. Overall, it does pick up. There's, like, helicopters, there's boats, there's people blowing up. It gets better. He gets the arrows with the tips that explode. That was cool. My favorite part, and I don't know, it made me laugh. I don't know if it was supposed to. I don't think it was supposed to, I'll be honest. But maybe my 2021 sensibilities just make me laugh. But when this girl kisses my man Rambo and says, "You take me with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." She's like, "You gonna take me with you?" And he's like, "Yeah." And then as soon as he stands up behind that tree, she gets wrecked. She gets shot.
She is shot
914 times. And I'm just like, what is happening? Like, They're like, first of all, he didn't really seem like he wanted to take her. She was like, you take me? He's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah, and then she's like, are you sure? You gonna take me? And he's like, yeah, I'll take you. Whatever. We kiss. She gets obliterated. And like, I didn't feel anything. Like, there's no chemistry there. They just kissed. It was nothing really, but oh my gosh, it made me laugh so hard. Anyway, I give the action a 4. There's a lot. It's pretty good. It's shot well. There's explosions. It ramps up as it goes. The third act is very good.
Yeah, look, in terms of the action scenes, there are a lot of funny scenes here in action. Even rewatching it, you're like, what the hell is going on? Like,
when that guy blows up on the boat, too, that made me laugh.
That made no sense, because like the bullets they're shooting at him had no freaking like that type of velocity, but I was like, okay. It's not 50 calibers, but I was like, okay. Yeah. The funny thing is, it's every Rambo freaking movie. He's running, right? He's running.
Yeah.
And it's and my wife goes, I hate watching movies with you because I start laughing. And he's running, yeah, right? He's like, he grabs the AK-47 and he goes, ah! And he's shooting dudes like 3,000 feet away and it explodes. And I'm like, but wait a minute, that's he's right, just shooting random regular 9mm at them. And I'm like, okay, whatever. He doesn't change a clip. And he's still going to the next scene. He's like, and he's like, ah! He's shooting like everything known to man. I'm like, but he didn't reload yet. And she goes, I don't think that's the point. I was like, I know, but he should at least do something. But oh, man, it's too funny. And he shoots like 150 bullets or spraying and he hits two dudes. And I'm like, oh my God, like Rambo movies are too funny. Yeah, it's way too funny. Especially in the scene that he's going and he's like, ah, ah, and he's shooting everyone that's coming towards him. It's like one gun and then he just drops it. That's funny. When he punches the dude, when he does the Rocky, he punches him into the electricity and then he turns it all the way and the guy's like, ah, ah, ah.
This movie's hilarious. This is a comedy. I'm convinced.
It's too funny.
An action movie.
It's like some freaky deaky stuff. Like he's just hitting him. He throws him on it. The biggest dude in the lot, and he just cranks it up. And it's like he's like, and I'm like, oh my God. And then I think the helicopter seats is what kept this movie for me alive.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
It was really good. And one thing the 80s does well are helicopter flying scenes when they're practical. Uh-huh. They're done very well. That, I got to say, even this movie, for how old it is, very well done. Even with the, you can see the fog machine on the side where it's blowing, supposed to be like the engine is out. You can tell it's a fog machine spraying.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. But with that, I gave it a 5. I gave it a five. This has a lot of action, though. It has way more than part one. So
yeah, but it's
over the top action.
Yeah, it does. You're right.
It's over the top action, and we're basically giving a score of action scenes. So
true.
I would give it a 5.
Yeah. You gotta see this lady get shot. It's hilarious. You gotta watch the boat explosion because the boat explosion is done in a way where you see the boat. Then you see there's just like a quick, I want to say, 1 or 2 frame shot of a dude standing there, and then an explosion. And it, like, when you watch it all in order, it's like this little pause of this man getting blown up. It's incredible. I laughed so hard. I had a great time with it. I wasn't impressed in any way, but I sure did laugh. It was a good time.
Yeah, I mean, I give it a 5. You give it a 4. Let's go to storyline.
That's you.
Yeah, so storyline, I wasn't too crazy with the storyline. To be honest with you, when it comes to the earlier Rambos, I'm more in it for the action than the storyline. Mm-hmm. Where the older ones, because we're gonna get into them, the 4s and the 5, those are more story, it's more balance between storyline, Rambo, and action.
Yeah,
this one was just, for me, straight action. The storyline, I think it was like the POWs. He had to go take photographs of the POW camp, and then he found out they were really there, and then he wants to save them, and they lied to everybody. So, with that, I gave it a 3.5. I mean, I'm not gonna go too much on it because the storyline wasn't as good. I gave it a 3.5. So
okay, I thought the storyline was pretty caca, to be honest. I didn't really like it. I thought it was pretty whack. Like, you're right. First of all, he's all sad in the jail. He's just monotone and sad. Then they bring him out for this mission that really they could have used anybody for. Why? I don't know. They need him, whatever. Doesn't matter.
Expendable.
Yeah, he's expendable. But there could have been 1,000 other guys. They get like the most highly trained, crazy assassin guy to do it. Doesn't make any sense. Anyway, And then, yeah, he just like run. There's a lot of scenes where he's just like running around the jungle doing stuff. Then he gets captured. Then he like gets uncaptured. Then they're going to save him. Then he gets betrayed. Then it's just like there's a lot going on, but also not a lot is happening, if that makes any sense. You know, yeah. Like things are happening, but not a lot's going on. So I don't like this movie that much. I only gave it a 2. I didn't find it overly entertaining, to be quite honest.
Okay.
Especially compared to 1. The storyline in 1 is very, very, very good. Yeah. So coming off of like a very good storyline with a good, you know, acting job to go into this, it's like, that's what I mean by like, it seems like they just put him in a totally different movie. This just seems like some random 80s action movie that happens to have the character of John Rambo in it.
I mean, the dude broke down crying in 1. Like, exactly. I mean, he was just like,
and now he's out here getting like shot and blowing people up with, you know, explosive arrow tips.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened to that character? That's what I'm saying. This is like a totally different character. It's mad weird.
I wish we did this in the first, because I always remember that scene, right? Because he just breaks down. He was like, Well, McKenzie, he was about to go to Vegas. And then he blew up. And it was all over me.
He had that PT. He was like a PTSD character, you know?
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. Barely. Yeah. Now he's just a superhero, essentially.
The thing with 1, though, you saw the invulnerability of him, though. Because he was like, I didn't bring the brother. And then all of a sudden he started crying 2 seconds later. And then he's like, right on the corner. So, exactly. Yeah, you're right. I'm not crazy about the story also, but I gave it a 3.5 because it had it was okay storyline. Overall.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, overall, I don't like this movie too much. I don't think it's terrible. I don't think it's like a terrible movie, but I don't think it's good either. I'm leaning towards now, you know, watching this. I like to watch things twice. I feel like I could watch a movie once and, you know, absorb it just fine. But sometimes it's good to watch it twice. Like maybe I'll like it better or whatever. And I'm leaning towards the critic side when we went over those Rotten Tomatoes score, to be honest. I think this movie's pretty weak. I don't think it's, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. Especially coming off the first one, which I think is a legitimately great film. This one's just generic. It feels real throwaway. There's no stakes. I never felt any stakes. So I gave it a 2. I'm not a big fan of this movie. I think, we haven't watched it yet, and we're going to be reviewing next week. I'm pretty sure I don't like part 3 either. So we'll see. But I remember watching them like back to back, and these two I think are my least favorite ones. So spoiler alert, maybe not. Maybe I like it. I don't know. But from what I remember, I didn't really enjoy it. But too cartoony, too hammy, too cheesy. And some people love that, you know, that like 80s cheesy action. And that's fine. If you do, you will like this. For me, it's not my cup of tea. So personally, I gave it a 2.
Yeah, you know, overall, I gave it a 3. And I give it a middle ground because, like, I do enjoy, you know, the action scenes. I mean, they're all corny, and especially, like you said. And in terms of storyline, we already talked about it. I wasn't as crazy with the story. But I think it's a good movie. A good movie across the board. But not great and not perfect. Like a 4 or a 5. All right, so let's go into total points.
Oh, yeah, and I never even showed it. First Blood, look at this. I mean, I'll tell you what. If we were factoring in the packaging, this steelbook would bump this movie up because it's one of the best steelbook covers, period. It's gorgeous. I just wish it was a better movie inside of this box. Total points. That, for me, is a 3, a 2, a 4, a 2, and a 2. That comes out to 13 out of 25. It's mediocre, in my opinion, at best. I don't really like this movie that much. I love Stallone. I like the character of Rambo. I just don't like this version of him or him in this movie. So for me, it comes out to a 12 out of 25.
A 12? Wow. Is that the lowest you did?
A 13. I'm sorry. A 13.
Oh, is that the lowest?
No, I'm...
There was ever? Another one, right? Yeah. Since we've been doing this, it's 35.
I gave Lucy a 13.
Oh,
I gave
Atomic
Blonde a 13.
Yeah,
I get Passenger 57 to 12 and a half.
Oh, so that's the lowest by half. Yeah, that was the lowest by half. In terms of, for me, Rambo is at 19 out of a 25.
Okay.
I think it's good. I mean, it's not like the best sequel, but it's a good sequel. And fun fact, James Cameron wrote the script with Stallone, but since Stallone was one of those pain in the booties, he left the project, but he still got credit, I believe. And Stallone just finished it. So James Cameron did lend a hand on it. So, but that's what it. You know what to do, Nate. You know what to do.
Yeah, and by the way, just if y'all were wondering, I gave Terminator Genesis an 8 out of 25.
Oh, that's
so
the
that
lowest.
That is the lowest.
Yeah,
that's the lowest. That is the worst movie Terminator that I've Genesis. Seen since we've been doing this. Yeah, okay, so that is Rambo, First Blood, Part 2. Next week, or actually later this week, you're going to be getting our take on our fourth and final in our Black History Month action movies. That is going to be Man on Fire, so look forward to that. And then starting next week, we will continue with Rambo Rambo 3, which no longer has the name. It's not First Blood, Part 3. It just becomes Rambo 3 for some reason. The titling just totally changes. Yeah. So we will be reviewing that along with we're starting in the Westerns. We're getting into some Westerns. So the good, the bad, and the ugly. A film I've never seen. Very much looking forward to watching it. So yeah, that's what we're going to have next week.
Yeah, so if you want to follow us on any of our social media platforms, please follow Nate over on Instagram at NateFlixReviews. Check out his podcast with him and his friends, NateFlix Movie Reviews on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, anywhere you listen to your podcasts on. Levels of Geeks, head over to levelsgeeks.com where we have all our merch and all our episodes and, I mean, you name it. That's
reviews,
the central hub.
Theatrical reviews, everything.
Yeah, our central hub of Levels of Geeks is levelsofgeeks.com. But if you want to follow us on our social media, you can follow us on Levels of Geeks across all media platforms except TikTok, because I'm not a TikTok guy. Just listen to that right now. I'm not a TikToker.
Not yet.
I might do TikTok, but not really. I'm not going to do TikTok. But with that said, I'm your host, Alex Figueroa, and that is
Nate from Nate Flix Reviews.
Be awesome to each other and geek out.